Oh, we now cross live to the Istana in Singapore to witness the swearing-in of Prime Minister Lawrence Wong and his team of ministers. Well, this is the scene at the Istana lawn where some 650 guests have gathered for the ceremony. Well, just having walked in, Chief Justice Sinuresh Menon making his entrance, accompanied by Mrs. Menon. He is the first Singapore-born Chief Justice. And tonight, he will administer the oaths for the Prime Minister and ministers. Well, as head of the Republic's judiciary, the Chief Justice underscores the rule of law and gives constitutional weight to the proceedings. Well, among the guests this evening, we have former ministers, members of parliament, members of the diplomatic corps, and a broad cross-section of Singaporeans from the business sector, unions, grassroots, religious communities, and educators. And in the front row there, well, we do see now Deputy Prime Minister Gan Kim Yong has just arrived together with the three newly appointed coordinating ministers, Mr. K. Shanmugam for National Security, Mr. Chan Chun Sing for Public Services, Mr. Ong Ye Kung for Social Policies. Our Prime Minister Lawrence Wong has said that these four ministers form his core team of senior leaders entrusted to assist and advise him, while also guiding and mentoring the younger ministers. Now, Mr. Gan has been serving as DPM since May 2024 and has been Minister for Trade and Industry since 2021. And he will continue in both roles in PM Wong's new cabinet. And in that front row there, we do see Mr. David Neo. He is one of the new office holder. He will be the Acting Minister for Culture, Community and Youth. And here on your screens now arriving, here is Senior Minister Lee Hsien Loong, accompanied by Mrs. Lee. Mr. Lee assumed the role of SM in May 2024 after serving nearly two decades as Singapore's Prime Minister. And as Prime Minister, he steered Singapore through global challenges such as the 2008 financial crisis, the COVID-19 pandemic. Well, his leadership also saw the expansion of social policies like MediShield Life and Skills Future. Now, on the international front, Mr. Lee deepened Singapore's global ties through key trade pacts and strengthened the city-state's role as a trusted voice on the world stage. Well, his public service spans over 37 years, making him one of the longest-serving members of government. Well, we also see Mr. Chee Hong Tat, Minister for National Development, seated beside Mr. David Neo. And beside Mr. Chee, we have Dr. Tan Si Leng, Minister for Manpower, Minister in Charge of Energy and Science and Technology. We also see Mr. Desmond Lee, who's got a new role, Minister for Education, Minister in Charge of Social Services Integration. And seated beside S.M. Lee, we have Deputy Prime Minister Gan Kim Yong, who is seated beside the Chief Justice Sundaresh Menon. We also see Mr. Chan Chun Sing, Coordinating Minister for Public Services, and Minister for Defense. Also in that front row, Mr. Vivian Balakrishnan, who remains as the Minister for Foreign Affairs. And behind Assembly, we have the senior ministers of state and ministers of state seated in the second row. We are awaiting for the arrival of Prime Minister Lawrence Wong. And Prime Minister Lawrence Wong has arrived at the Istana lawn, accompanied by Mrs. Wong. He was sworn in as Prime Minister on this very lawn on May 15, 2024. Mr. Wong will continue to serve as Finance Minister as part of a move to keep office holders leading Singapore's economic agenda in their current roles during a critical period of economic uncertainty and sharp competition. And tonight marks a new chapter for the Prime Minister and Singapore's 4G leadership team as he prepares to be sworn in. Well, we are still awaiting for the arrival of the President and his wife. Well, this evening, Singapore is ushering in a new chapter in its political leadership with a swearing-in ceremony held at the Istana. And tonight marks only the third time a swearing-in ceremony is being held here on the lawn. Well, the history of the Istana dates all the way back to colonial times. And the function of the Istana following independence has been the official residence and office of the president. And the Istana holds key state functions, foreign dignitaries, and ceremonies, such as the swearing-in of ministers like today. It is an iconic landmark, and it remains a symbol of Singapore's sovereignty and head of state authority. Now, one key feature that's missing tonight, the iconic 150-year-old Istana main building. It's a traditional backdrop for these ceremonies, but it is currently closed for restoration works.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mrs. Jean Itogi Shamugaratnam.
The wife of Singapore's ninth president, Ms. Tharman Shanmugaratnam, and a long advocate for social inclusion, the arts, and women's well-being. Good evening and welcome to MediaCorp's live coverage of the swearing-in ceremony. In just a few minutes, we will witness the swearing-in of Singapore Prime Minister Lawrence Wong and his team of ministers. I'm Otelli Edwards. Well, some 650 guests have gathered here under a marquee on the iconic Istana lawn. Among them, we have members of parliament, ministers, diplomats, and representatives from across Singapore society. Well, tonight marks only the third time a swearing-in ceremony is being held right here on the lawn. Well, one key feature that's missing tonight is the main building of the 150-year-old Istana, which is a traditional backdrop for these ceremonies. It is currently closed for restoration works. We are awaiting.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President.
You are seeing Singapore President Tharman Shanmugaratnam making his way to the stage. This will be the second swearing-in ceremony he's presiding over, following the swearing-in of Prime Minister Lawrence Wong and his team of ministers on May 15, 2024. Now, Mr. Tharman is accompanied by two honorary aide-de-camp. They are senior officers who are typically drawn from the Singapore Police Force, Singapore Civil Defence Force, and the Singapore Armed Forces. MC Assistant Superintendent Sunny Wee from the Singapore Police Force is now approaching the President to seek his permission to begin the ceremony.
Good evening, Mr. President. May I have your permission to commence the ceremony, sir?
President Tharman gave his assent with a simple nod.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President will now deliver his speech.
In Singapore's 60th year of independence, we have just held a profoundly important general election. GE 2025 was a moment of generational significance. Prime Minister Lawrence Wong, with his 4G team, was seeking the mandate of Singaporeans to lead our nation for the first time. The results of the election were a strong vote of trust and confidence in him as well as his team. GE 2025 also marked a further transition in the electorate itself. Many were younger voters. They had lived through neither the struggles nor the transformations of our first few decades of independence, of nation building. But they have their own concerns and carry their own aspirations and hopes for what Singapore can become. In this election, Singaporeans were choosing not just their representatives in Parliament or the town councillors who would look after their neighbourhoods, but also the political leadership who will write the next chapter of the Singapore story with them. The campaign was spirited, Important issues were debated, from the cost of living and jobs to housing and immigration, as well as the challenges of a changing world. But beyond the specific concerns, Singaporeans expressed their views on the political landscape they wished to see. They preferred the strongest team possible to govern Singapore, even as they chose to maintain alternative voices in Parliament. They also reflected on the kind of society they wished to build, one rooted in shared purpose and inclusivity. I'm heartened that through it all, our democratic process remained decorous and respectful. Unlike many other places where political divisions have hardened and even turned people against each other, we have upheld a tone of mutual respect and serious engagement. Singaporeans showed that while we may hold different views, we are all fellow citizens who want the best for our nation. We all stood firm against foreign interference in our domestic affairs and the politicization of race and religion. Together, we were resolute in upholding our autonomy, our multiracialism, and our unity. Singaporeans and the contesting parties have accepted the election results with good grace. It reflects the trust that Singaporeans have in our institutions, in the democratic process, and most of all, in one another. I commend all the political parties and candidates who stepped forward to serve. They committed their time, energy, and ideas, and courageously opened themselves to public scrutiny. I commend all Singaporeans too, who followed the campaigns and reflected on the issues carefully and cast their votes thoughtfully and responsibly. Ultimately, Singapore and Singaporeans were the winners in this election. Together, we have set the course for our next phase of nation building. We have also sent a strong signal to the world of our unity and collective resolve in shaping our own future. We have to be clear-eyed about the challenges ahead. Globally, we have entered uncharted waters where many old verities no longer hold. Strategic rivalries between the major powers are deepening, the global economy is fragmenting, and multilateralism is steadily eroding. Narrower, more nationalistic, and opportunistic approaches to trade and diplomacy are taking hold. More than most, small states like Singapore will feel the weight of these geopolitical cross-currents. Our well-being has always depended on a stable, rules-based international order. That order is unraveling, forcing us to adapt and find new ways to remain in control of our destiny and hold together as a people with our values intact. There is no telling whether this global disorder will eventually subside, but there is no returning to the world we knew over our first 60 years of nationhood. Domestically too, we must respond to long-term challenges with careful forethought and bold actions. Our population is steadily aging. This will reshape our workforce, our health and community care systems, and the fabric of neighborhood life. We have to adapt to this demographic shift in ways that retain our optimism as a society. At the same time, we must prepare for an increasingly challenging economic future. This means, above all, investing creatively in education, skills training, and lifelong learning, so that every Singaporean has the full chance to do well and contribute, and we build new sources of competitiveness together. These are not challenges. These are not just challenges for the government. They are challenges for all of us as Singaporeans. Our best hope of overcoming them lies in unity and solidarity. We must continue to stand together, regardless of race or religion, so that our diversity continues to be our strength, not a vulnerability. We must remain a people whose well-being is tied up with each other's and who look out for those who are disadvantaged. This spirit of solidarity has sustained Singapore for 60 years. It is how we endured crisis after crisis. May this same spirit continue to guide us for many years to come. I urge all members of Parliament, whether government or opposition, to remember the solemn responsibility you have been entrusted with. You have been elected to serve Singapore and Singaporeans. Debate in Parliament with conviction, but always with respect. Argue your case vigorously, but never compromise on honesty and integrity. Critique policies robustly, but also offer alternatives for evaluation. Above all, remember that you all share the same ultimate goal: to build a fulfilling and cohesive future for Singaporeans. GE 2025 has given Singapore a strong and capable government led by Prime Minister Lawrence Wong. His team is a good balance of experienced leaders and new members, a combination of wisdom, fresh perspectives, and deep resolve. They have been tested in crises and shown their ability to govern with integrity, empathy, and courage. Mr. Wong himself has shown calm and confident leadership at the helm through COVID-19, through the Forward Singapore conversations, and in now reinforcing the trust of our partners abroad in these uncertain times. With the election over, Singaporeans should work together with the government of the day for a brighter future. I encourage the Prime Minister and his team to continue listening, consulting widely, and partnering with Singaporeans from all walks of life, our workers, businesses, and those in civil society, as we address both the issues of today and the longer-term challenge of creating hope and opportunity for every generation. Ladies and gentlemen, I have full confidence in Prime Minister Wong and his team. As President, I stand ready to work with them to uphold our Constitution and to protect the interests of all Singaporeans. Prime Minister, the people of Singapore have placed their trust in you and your team. I wish the very best for you and your government as you work with Singaporeans to take our nation forward in these turbulent times. I now ask Prime Minister Lawrence Wong to come forward to take his oaths of allegiance and for due execution of office, followed by the ministers he has designated as members of his cabinet.
You've just
appointment
heard from...
and swearing in of the Prime Minister.
Singapore Prime Minister Lawrence Wong makes his way to the stage where he will be officially sworn in for a five-year term.
In accordance with Article 25(1) of the Constitution, I hereby appoint Mr. Lawrence Wong as Prime Minister of the Republic of Singapore. I now invite him to take his oath of allegiance and oath for due execution of office.
The Chief Justice will witness the oath of allegiance and for due execution of office.
The oath of allegiance affirms loyalty to Singapore, while the oath for due execution of office binds the political appointee to faithfully serve and uphold the Constitution.
The oath of allegiance.
I, Lawrence Wong, Having been appointed to the office of Prime Minister, do solemnly swear that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the Republic of Singapore, and that I will preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the Republic of Singapore. So help me God.
The oath for due execution of office.
I, Lawrence Wong, being chosen and appointed as Prime Minister of Singapore, do solemnly swear that I will at all times faithfully discharge my duties as Prime Minister according to law and to the best of my knowledge and ability without fear or favour, affection or ill will. So help me God.
Signing of the oaths.
PM Wong and President Thamen will now take turns to sign the two oaths. This formal signing marks the constitutional completion of the oath taking.
Presentation of instrument of appointment.
The instrument of appointment is a formal document that symbolizes both the legal authority to govern and the trust placed in him to lead in the nation's interest.
Appointment and swearing in of the ministers.
Mr. President, I advise that the ministers in my government be appointed in accordance with my letter of 20th May 2025.
I so appoint.
Swearing in of senior minister, deputy prime minister, and coordinating ministers.
Making their way to the stage are senior minister Lee Hsien Loong, Deputy Prime Minister Gan Kim Yong, and newly appointed coordinating ministers K. Shanmugan, Chan Chun Sing, and Ong Ye Kung. The five of them will now deliver their affirmations of allegiance and affirmations for due execution.
The Chief Justice will now administer the affirmation of allegiance and the affirmation for due execution of office. The affirmation of allegiance.
I, having been appointed to the office of minister,
I, Gan Kim Yong, having been appointed to the office of minister,
do solemnly swear or affirm,
do solemnly swear,
that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the Republic of Singapore,
that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the Republic of Singapore,
and that I will preserve,
and that I will preserve,
protect and defend,
protect and defend
the Constitution of the Republic of Singapore.
The Constitution of the Republic of Singapore.
The affirmation for due execution of office.
I, please state your name.
I, Gan Kim Yong.
Being chosen and appointed as Minister of Singapore.
Being chosen and appointed as Minister of Singapore.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will at all times,
that I will at all times,
faithfully discharge my duties as minister according to law,
faithfully discharge my duties as minister according to law,
and to the best of my knowledge and ability,
and to the best of my knowledge and ability,
without fear or favor,
without fear or favor,
affection or ill will,
affection or ill will.
Signing of the affirmations.
The five senior cabinet members proceed to formalize their affirmations by signing on them.
Presentation of instruments of appointment. Mr. Lee Hsien Loong, Senior Minister.
Senior Minister Lee Hsien Loong also chairs the Research, Innovation and Enterprise Council. Mr. Lee was previously Prime Minister from 2004 to 2024.
Mr. Gan Kim Yong, Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Trade and Industry.
Mr. Gan is the only Deputy Prime Minister in Cabinet. He also retains his trade and industry portfolio.
Mr. K. Shanmugam, Coordinating Minister for National Security and Minister for Home Affairs.
Mr. Shanmugam takes over the role of Coordinating Minister for National Security from Mr. Teo Chee-hyun.
Mr. Chan Chun-sing, Coordinating Minister for Public Services and Minister for Defence.
Mr. Chan was previously Minister for Education. His new Coordinating Minister role will involve enhancing government services.
Mr. Ong Yi Kang, Coordinating Minister for Social Policies and Minister for Health.
And Mr. Ong requested to remain in the Health Ministry to continue tackling ageing issues. In his Coordinating Minister role, he will strive to strengthen social safety nets. Well, as SM Lee, DPM Gan and the three Coordinating Ministers take their seats, the next set of instruments for the ministers are being prepared. Well, the new cabinet, which was just revealed 2 days ago...
Swearing in of the ministers.
Well, the new cabinet, which was just revealed 2 days ago on May 21st, features 15 full ministers and three acting ministers across the Prime Minister's office and 16 ministries. Seven members of this new cabinet are taking on new roles. Part of Prime Minister Wong's plan to rotate his 4G team for broader leadership exposure. A move he has signalled since last year.
The Chief Justice will now administer the affirmation of allegiance and the affirmation for due execution of office. The affirmation of allegiance.
I, please state your name.
I,
having been appointed to the office of minister, do solemnly swear or affirm, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the Republic of Singapore, and that I will preserve, protect and defend, the Constitution of the Republic of Singapore.
The affirmation for due execution of office.
I, please state your name.
I, Edwin Wong Tan.
Being chosen and appointed as Minister of Singapore. Do solemnly swear or affirm. That I will at all times. Faithfully discharge my duties as minister according to law. And to the best of my knowledge and ability. Without fear or favor. Affection or ill will.
So help me God.
Signing of the affirmations.
The ministers will now proceed to sign the documents. Speaking about his new cabinet, Mr. Wong said that he has done his utmost to assemble the strongest team he could for Singapore. He also said that this team would take Singapore forward.
Presentation of instruments of appointment. Dr. Vivian Balakrishnan, Minister for Foreign Affairs.
Dr. Balakrishnan has been Foreign Affairs Minister for the past decade, and PM Wong says that his counsel and networks will be invaluable.
Ms. Grace Fu Haiyan, Minister for Sustainability and the Environment.
PM Wong also says that there are many important projects which Ms. Fu has at SME.
Mr. Masago Zulkifli, Minister for Social and Family Development.
Mr. Masago has served as Minister for Social and Family Development since 2020.
Mrs. Josephine Teo, Minister for Digital Development and Information.
Well, in her current roles, Mrs. Teo leads the government's efforts in digital development, public communications and engagement, the Smart Nation strategy.
Mr. Desmond Lee, Minister for Education.
PM Wong says Mr. Lee brings a quiet but effective style of leadership and he listens effectively.
Ms. Indrani Raja, Minister, Prime Minister's Office, Second Minister for Finance and Second Minister for National Development.
And Ms. Raja retains all the portfolios from the previous term.
Mr. Edwin Tong, Minister for Law and Second Minister for Home Affairs.
And Mr. Tong continues as Deputy Chairman at People's Association. PM Wong says Mr. Tong has established himself well
Dr.
in the portfolio.
Dr. Tan Si Ling, Minister for Manpower.
Well, his energy and science and technology portfolio is a new role.
Mr. Chee Hong Tat, Minister for National Development.
And Mr. Chee has also served as Deputy Chairman of the Monetary Authority of Singapore since 2024. Well, the new cabinet has now been formally sworn in and presented with their instrument of appointment. With this, the President has officially vested them with the legal authority to serve. A reflection of the people's mandate, a duty to act in the nation's interest under the new constitution. There are two new HADCs on the sides of the table following a changeover.
Swearing in of the ministers of state.
In Singapore's political system, ministers lead the ministries and shape national policy. Supporting them are senior ministers of state and ministers of state who help drive implementation on key fronts. And they are taking their positions on stage now.
The Chief Justice will administer the affirmation of allegiance and the affirmation for due execution of office. The affirmation of allegiance.
I, please state your name.
I,
having been appointed to the office of minister,
having been appointed to the office of minister,
do solemnly swear or affirm,
do solemnly swear,
that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the Republic of Singapore,
that I will preserve,
protect and defend,
the Constitution of the Republic of Singapore.
The affirmation for due execution of office.
I, please state your name.
I,
being chosen and appointed as Minister of Singapore, do solemnly swear or affirm, that I will at all times faithfully discharge my duties as Minister according to law, and to the best of my knowledge and ability, without fear or favor, affection or ill will.
Signing of the affirmations.
Well, we're now witnessing the same formal process newly appointed senior ministers of state and ministers of state signing their oaths.
Presentation of instruments of appointment. Mr. David Neo, Acting Minister for Culture, Community and Youth and Senior Minister of State, Ministry of Education.
Former Chief of Army David Neo is a first-term MP.
Associate Professor Dr. Mohammad Faisal bin Ibrahim, Acting Minister in Charge of Muslim Affairs and Senior Minister of State, Ministry of Home Affairs.
The four-term MP was promoted to Acting Minister in Charge of Muslim Affairs.
Mr. Jeffrey Siao, Acting Minister for Transport and Senior Minister of State, Ministry of Finance.
Another first-term MP, Mr. Siao, is a veteran civil servant.
Ms. Sim Ann, Senior Minister of State, Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Ministry of Home Affairs.
Ms. Sim was previously Senior Minister of State for National Development and she continues in her role in the Ministry of Foreign Affairs.
Dr. Janil Puthucheary, Senior Minister of State, Ministry of Education and Ministry of Sustainability and the Environment.
And Dr. Puthucheary has also been the party whip since 2019.
Dr. Koh Poh Koon, Senior Minister of State, Ministry of Health and Ministry of Manpower.
And Dr. Koh continues his role in the Manpower Ministry.
Mr. Zaki Muhammad, Senior Minister of State, Ministry of Defence and Ministry of Sustainability and the Environment.
Well, Mr. Zaki was previously Minister of State for Manpower. He retains his role in the Defence Ministry.
Mr. Tan Kit Hao, Senior Minister of State, Ministry of Digital Development and Information and Ministry of Health.
Well, he retains his role in the Ministry for Digital Development and Information.
Ms. Lo Yen Ling, Senior Minister of State, Ministry of Culture, Community and Youth, and Ministry of Trade and Industry.
Well, Ms. Lo is also Mayor of the Southwest District, and she was promoted to Senior Minister of State last year.
Mr. Desmond Tan, Senior Minister of State, Prime Minister's Office.
Well, the former Brigadier General has also served as Deputy Secretary General the National Trade Union Congress in 2022.
Mr. Murali Pillai, Senior Minister of State, Ministry of Law and Ministry of Transport.
And Mr. Murali has been promoted following a year serving in Law and Transport Ministries.
Ms. Sun Xueling, Senior Minister of State, Ministry of National Development and Ministry of Transport.
And a promotion for Ms. Sun to Senior Minister of State for National Development and Transport.
Ms. Gan Xiaohuang, Minister of State, Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Ministry of Trade and Industry.
Before joining politics, Ms. Gan served in the Singapore Armed Forces where she became Singapore's first female general.
Mr. Alvin Tan, Minister of State, Ministry of National Development and Ministry of Trade and Industry.
And Mr. Tan is also a board member of the Monetary Authority of Singapore.
Madam Rahayu Mazam, Minister of State, Ministry of Digital Development and Information and Ministry of Health.
Madam Rahayu was appointed to these roles in May 2024.
Mr. Dinesh Vasudesh, Minister of State, Ministry of Culture, Community and Youth and Ministry of Manpower.
Mr. Dinesh is a first-term Member of Parliament. He's a former Chief of the Agency for Integrated Care.
Mr. Bae Yam King, Minister of State, Ministry of Culture, Community and Youth, and Ministry of Transport.
Mr. Bae has been promoted from Senior Parliamentary Secretary to Minister of State.
Mr. Desmond Chu, Minister of State, Ministry of Defence.
Mr. Chu is a new office holder in the government and is also the Assistant Secretary General of the NTUC.
Ms. Jasmine Lau, Minister of State, Ministry of Digital Development and Information and Ministry of Education.
Well, before joining politics, Ms. Lau was the Deputy Secretary of Policy at the Health Ministry.
Mr. Goh Pei Ming, Minister of State, Ministry of Home Affairs, and Ministry of Social and Family Development.
And Mr. Goh was formerly a Brigadier General and SAF Chief of Staff. He spent 24 years in the Singapore Armed Forces. Prime Minister Lawrence Wong
Mr.
and
Mr. President, ladies and gentlemen, the Prime Minister.
Mr. President, friends and colleagues, my fellow Singaporeans, thank you for joining us tonight. Let me start with a few words in Malay and Mandarin before continuing in English. Saudara saudari sekalian, Pilihan Raya Umum baru-baru ini merupakan detik bersejarah bagi negara kita. Ia berlangsung pada tahun SG60 dan merupakan yang pertama bagi saya sebagai Perdana Menteri. Ini menandakan satu lembaran baharu untuk kita semua. Saya amat terharu dan berasa rendah hati dengan mandat jelas yang diberikan rakyat Singapura kepada saya dan pasukan saya. Dengan sokongan anda, saya telah membentuk pasukan yang terbaik untuk berkhidmat kepada anda dan negara kita. Saya telah memperkukuh pasukan saya dengan menaikkan pangkat dan melantik beberapa anggota baharu termasuk wakil-wakil masyarakat Melayu. Saya berharap anda akan terus memberikan sokongan padu kepada kami. Dunia sedang cepat berubah, akan terdapat berbagai-bagai cabaran. Namun, di sebaliknya akan tersaji peluang-peluang baharu. Saya dan pasukan saya akan memastikan semua rakyat Singapura siap siaga untuk merebut peluang-peluang ini. Kami akan terus mengeratkan hubungan kami dengan masyarakat Melayu Islam dan bekerjasama dengan anda untuk merealisasikan wawasan masyarakat gemilang. Kita hidup dalam masyarakat majmuk. Namun, kita rakyat yang bersatu, disatukan oleh nilai-nilai dan aspirasi yang kita kongsi bersama. Marilah kita bersatu untuk menjamin masa hadapan yang lebih cerah untuk semua. Terima kasih.
各位同胞，对新加坡来说，本月初举行的全国大选意义重大。今年是我国建国60周年，是时候回顾过去，展望未来。同时，外在的地缘政治发生巨大变化，动荡不安。在这个大环境下， 新加坡人必须决定由哪一个团队带领新加坡前进，克服挑战。这次的大选结果说明，新加坡人清楚地认识到国家面对的严峻挑战，并为此做出了明确的选择，再次给了人民行动党强而有力的委托。 这显示新加坡人上下一心，认同国家的发展方向。国人以手中的一票，让新加坡成为了本届大选的大赢家。这也是我出任总理来的第一场大选，能够获得国人的信任，我感到十分荣幸。在此， 我衷心感谢大家的支持和鼓励。 有了选民清晰和有力的委托，我们将有信心为新加坡长远的发展进行更全面、更周详的规划。我已组建了一支具备强大执政能力的内阁团队，以便带领国人应对前面的挑战。其中几个关键的部门将继续由经验丰富的部长领导。第四代领导团队和首次入阁的新成员也将挑起大梁，身负重任。我们的领导团队必须不断更新换代，让新成员有机会累积经验，证明自己的能力，往后可以肩负更重大的责任。所以我们关注的不只是这个任期，而是长远来说，如何培养一批生力军，继续有效地为人民服务，领导国家前进。今后，我和我的团队将与国人进行更多互动，争取和大家同心同德，以便一起实现我们共同的目标和愿景。我希望大家积极发表意见，提出你们的想法。我保证，你们的心声、你们的建议，我们会一定细心的聆听，认真的对待。我们的观点未必相同，但我相信，只要我们都是以国家的利益为出发点，一定能够求同存异，减少分歧。新加坡的未来，由我们一起携手打造。我和我的团队会集思广益，和不同背景的国人交流，建设一个更有凝聚力的社会，让每一位新加坡人都能发挥所长，并得到应有的尊重。我希望大家能和我一起为新加坡的未来努力，让我们一同为自己、为家人以及世世代代的新加坡人打造一个更温馨的家园，一个更光明的未来。谢谢。Mr. President, friends and colleagues, my fellow Singaporeans, we've just concluded a pivotal general election. It took place during SG60, a major milestone in our nation-building journey. It unfolded amidst a world gripped by uncertainty and turbulence. And it was my first election as Prime Minister and Secretary General of the PAP. Singaporeans faced some critical choices in this election. You had to decide the kind of future you wanted for yourselves, your families, and for Singapore. You had to choose the people you trust to be your town councillors and to represent you in Parliament. Most importantly, you had to decide on the team that would form the government and would work with you to write the next chapter of our Singapore story. Singaporeans have given me and my team a clear mandate. The PAP was returned to government with a strengthened majority of 65%. My team and I are humbled and honored by the trust you have placed in us. Singaporeans voted for a strong and stable government while re-electing opposition MPs in the constituencies they held. This outcome reflects the collective desire of Singaporeans. In these uncertain times, you understood what was at stake, our vulnerability and our future. You chose leaders you could trust, a government you could rely on, and a steady course for our nation's next phase of development. The international community and investors would have taken note of these outcomes. They would see a nation that is united, standing firmly behind its leaders, and placing confidence in a government
with the strength and security to secure Singapore's place in an unpredictable world. The outcome leaves no room for doubt. No one in the world can question the resolve of Singaporeans and the government they have chosen. This is a clear advantage for Singapore, especially in the conduct of our foreign policy. For that, as your Prime Minister, I am deeply grateful to my fellow citizens. My government will use our mandate to serve all Singaporeans, regardless of race, language, religion, or political preference. This is our solemn duty. We will work tirelessly to improve the lives of every Singaporean. We will deliver on our promises. I have done my utmost to assemble the strongest team I could for Singapore. My new team comprises both experienced ministers who will provide steady hands and new ministers who will provide fresh perspectives and ideas. I have appointed 4 key cabinet ministers to assist me in my work: DPM Gan Kim Yong and coordinating ministers K. Shanmugam, Chan Chun Seng, and Ong Ye Kung. They will oversee 4 critical areas: the economy, national security, public services, and social policies. They bring a wealth of experience and leadership and will serve as a steady anchor for our government. Amongst the ministers, some will continue with their present roles, especially in key areas where continuity and stability are critical. But I've also assigned new roles to others, giving them the opportunity to broaden their exposures. At the same time, I have reinforced the team with 9 new office holders, including fresh faces from the election and experienced members from the backbench. I have entrusted them with significant responsibilities. They will be stretched and tested. They will learn the ropes and prove themselves in service to Singapore. Together as a team, we pledge to serve Singaporeans to the best of our abilities, with commitment and integrity, with sincerity and humility. We will work with you to solve problems, overcome challenges, and take Singapore forward. Our mission is clear: to always put Singaporeans at the center of all we do, to listen to your concerns, and to respond decisively. We begin this new term of government in a world that is more uncertain and unpredictable than before. The conditions that once underpinned our survival, security, and success are shifting beneath our feet. The rules-based international order, which formed the foundation for peace, security, and free trade, is fraying. Multilateral cooperation is giving way to a tangle of bilateral and transactional deals where might often makes right. The major powers of the world are reassessing their strategies and shifting their positions to secure the upper hand. Competition is intensifying, and smaller countries risk being caught in the crossfire or being cut out of the conversation altogether. Singapore will not stand still. We cannot afford to be passive. We must be clear-eyed, proactive, and adapt nimbly to the shifting dynamics. Our first priority is to secure for Singapore an assured place in this changed world. We will deepen our relations with the major powers, especially America and China. We will stay friends with both without being caught in their rivalry. We will engage openly and honestly with each in a consistent and principled manner. Where our interests align, we will work with them. Where they do not, we will stand firm and protect Singapore's security and sovereignty. We will strengthen our ties with friends near and far and seek new ones in parts of the world like Africa and South America, where we do not as yet have much presence.
and ensure Singapore remains a trusted, reliable, and respected voice on the global stage. In a world of shifting alliances, we will be a steady and constructive partner, one willing and able to contribute to peace and stability, to advance dialogue and fraternity, and support a rules-based global order. Our goal is not just to navigate this uncertain world, but to help shape it for the better by working with like-minded partners, upholding shared principles and values, so that small nations too have a place under the sun. We will steer our economy for the challenges ahead. We will review and update our economic strategies for this new landscape. We will work with tripartite partners to develop a new economic blueprint for our next phase, so that we can sustain our competitive edge and create good jobs for Singaporeans. In the near term, as global growth slows, we will continue to help businesses and households weather the storm. We will work closely with NTUC to support our workers and job seekers, so that every Singaporean who is prepared to work is able to secure a job and progress in their careers. We will press on with Forward Singapore to refresh and strengthen our social compact. This is critical not only because seeking an ever fairer and just society is the right thing to do, but it's also because a society torn by inequalities cannot possibly stand resilient in the face of a more turbulent world. So we will enhance our social support system to provide greater assurances to Singaporeans across all life stages, from early childhood to retirement. This means keeping essential services like education, healthcare, and housing accessible and affordable. It also means strengthening support for our seniors so they can live with dignity, purpose, and fulfillment. We will create more diverse and flexible pathways for Singaporeans to seek happiness, prosperity, and progress. Whether you are a student exploring career options, or a mid-career seeking to upskill, or a senior who wishes to continue contributing, there will be opportunities for you. Our aim is for every Singaporean to thrive and flourish on their own terms. We will deepen mutual understanding and respect between Singaporeans of different ethnic, religious, and social backgrounds, strengthening the bonds that unite us. When issues of race and religion surfaced in this election, we did not allow them to divide us. This shows how far we have come as a society. But it's also a reminder that we cannot take our racial and religious harmony for granted. We will continue to guard these fault lines carefully and redouble our efforts to build a society where everyone feels respected and valued and knows they truly belong. At the same time, we will look beyond the immediate concerns to prepare Singapore for the future. In particular, we will accelerate our transition to cleaner energy and adapt to the realities of climate change. We will transform our infrastructure and create smarter, more connected, and greener homes for all Singaporeans. We will build a global city that is dynamic and vibrant, yet distinctively Singaporean, a great place to live and one we are all proud to call home. Above all, we will work shoulder to shoulder with all Singaporeans to write this next chapter of our nation's story. We will continue to engage Singaporeans from all walks of life, to hear your hopes and concerns, and to reflect your voices in our policies. Beyond listening, we will actively involve you in creating and implementing solutions that matter to you and your families. This is how my team and I will govern. in partnership with Singaporeans. Everyone will have a say in shaping our way forward and building our shared future. For I firmly believe that a more open and engaged society will strengthen, not weaken, Singapore. We are not afraid of differing views. We welcome constructive debates. They push us to think harder, plan better, and serve Singaporeans more effectively. But at the same time, we must always respect one another and remember that even with our differences, we share more in common with each other. This consciousness will make us a stronger, more resilient, and more united nation. History has not been kind to small nations like Singapore. We have always been vulnerable, caught between the interests of greater powers. Yet for 60 years, Singapore has defied the odds. This was never just a matter of good luck. It has always been about our courage, our conviction, and our collective will as one people. And as long as we continue to believe in ourselves, have faith in one another, and work together, we will endure. Singapore will endure. So be it SG100 or even beyond, there will still be Singaporeans standing strong and free. And not only will we survive, we will prevail. And we will keep this little red dot shining brightly as a beacon of hope, resilience, and possibility. So my fellow Singaporeans, with courage, imagination, and new resolve, let us build a Singapore that is open, inclusive, and full of opportunities. Let us secure a brighter future for ourselves, our families, and for generations to come. Thank you.
You've just heard from Singapore Prime Minister Lawrence Wong. And Assistant Superintendent Sunny Wee will now seek permission to conclude the ceremony.
Mr. President, may I have your permission to end the ceremony, sir?
This brings tonight's ceremony to a close. I'm Mutelli Edwards. Thank you for joining us. Watching the swearing-in ceremony of Singapore Prime Minister and Ministers. Don't forget your headlines anytime at cna.asia and find us on Facebook and YouTube. Good night.